Hello.
Yes, may I speak with Ms. Hampton, please?
This is she.
Yes, ma'am. This is Lincoln giving you a courtesy call from customer support. I did speak with my management, and they did say it's a one-time courtesy. I can refund that charge for you.
I appreciate it then. I'm going to withdraw my information from the Better Business Bureau. When will I see that charge refunded back to me?
You already had it filled out with the Better Business Bureau?
No, I did not. With the less I said that I was going to, because I did not sign up for that. I have not contacted the Better Business Bureau, but at the end of the call, I said that's what I was going
to
do.
Oh, okay. I was just about to, I thought I heard you say you were going to withdraw your information. That's why I was saying that.
No, I didn't. No, I'm sorry.
I was like, well, did you already fill out with them?
No, I didn't. I already have a service. Yeah, no, I didn't know what I was signing up for. If I had known that, I would have been more educated on it. But there were two sets of terms and conditions on that.
Uh-huh.
But if I can get my money back, I'll be happy, and I will go away quietly.
No,
I'm just, okay.
Yeah, as long as you have not filed anything on this charge.
No, I have not.
Okay. All right, give me one second.
No. Okay.
She's like, no.
No.
Then
it'll be too late then.
I know.
No, I wouldn't want to do that. That's too cumbersome. I don't like to try to make people look some kind of other way. I just need my $59 back to complete paying my bills for the month.
Don't get on that.
Like groceries.
God, they are so expensive.
Yeah, like I didn't even know that the Dollar Tree was not longer a dollar. That service is $1.25.
Yeah, you didn't know that.
I did not, because I can't afford to go there. I told them, I said, I think you overcharged me. She said, no, it's $1.25.
I would have died.
I said, she was laughing.
Oh,
could
yeah, they
think a dollar?
Mm-hmm, they been went up months and months ago. Yeah, $1.25.
You know what? They ought to call it Dollars Tree. Instead
yeah, you're right. And so they really do need to change the name of it now, because it's not the Dollar Tree anymore. Like, seriously. Somebody else need to open up a Dollar Tree.
Yep. But it's a store. It's a store here in Memphis. It's called the 98 Cent Store. And I haven't gone in there, except I don't. They may not even be 98 cents. I can't think of anything being 98 cents, but they trying to undercut Dollar Tree. They've already won.
You know what? That's why I was saying somebody here needs, since they went up, somebody here needs to open up one, so then that way people can just shop there and not even go over there. Because they should have left it at the Dollar Tree.
But I don't know why they did that.
Me either. I mean, and you know, 25 cents.
Yeah, and that's a lot when you call. Our taxes here are high, they're astronomical. But they have Dollar Tree bought Dollar General. So they can afford to just let everything stay a dollar.
Oh, I didn't know they did that.
Now, they did that some years ago, like maybe 5 years ago.
So why would they need to up the price?
Maybe they got to pay for Dollar General.
I was just going to say, you got to pay for Dollar General. Now they got to pay for Dollar General. Well, they should have left Dollar General where they were.
Yep, they should have left them alone.
Yeah,
I think you know, we get caught up in the middle of it, the Dollar Tree, Dollar General. It should have an S at the end of dollar.
Yeah,
dollars.
They really need to change their name, because they're definitely not the Dollar Tree anymore. But you know what? You know
I'm
what? They actually been were not the Dollar Tree, because I had one in there, and I had bought my daughter some glasses, like play glasses, and they were like $3.
Uh-huh.
And I got that set. Don't get wrong.
In the Dollar Tree?
Yes. And this is before they changed it to the $1.25. And I told the lady, I was like, I mean, it wasn't the fact that the money was issued, but I was like, ain't this the Dollar Tree?
And then those glasses need to have a real lens in them.
I was like, baby, you got some prescription drugs in it.
Right. They need to be some contact type glasses. I don't know. I never saw anything in that $3. And it's just, I don't know. It's the principle. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. They always had certain little stuff that was more than a dollar in there before they even took it to the $1.25. People just weren't paying no attention.
Like me. I probably paid over a dollar for some stuff even before then, but I had never seen $3 glasses. And I used to, before I wore glasses, I used to always go in there and get my glasses because they were a dollar. My readers.
The reading glasses, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, they've been getting over it now.
I did not know that. I had no idea. I need to wake up. I need to wake up.
And now they didn't really went up because now since they went up to $1.25, now they got like $5 earbuds in them.
Really?
Yes.
I'm going in there just so I can see them.
They need to
change their name. Like you said, change the name. You are no longer Dollar Tree. You have grown up.
They have grown up. They went.
Uh-huh. Like, grown up. I can't handle that.
It's a little steep. It's a dollar zone.
Uh-huh. And look, they need to have a dollar aisle. Like the Dollar General does. They have a dollar aisle.
You know what
they need? They need a dollar aisle. For real.
They do, for real. It's just ridiculous. Yeah, talking about a dollar. They're a Dollar Tree, all right.
Mhm. Dollars. I just can't. Well, you know what though? Everything is changing.
But everything is high though. Mhm.
Everything, especially gas.
Don't even know. Toilet paper.
You gotta have it.
But you gotta have it.
Gotta have toilet paper.
And.
Yep.
And don't even get on the people as well. Not us, because we own our house. But when people just trying to buy and find somewhere to stay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, it's, you know what? And it's across the board. It's everywhere now. And I knew it was something when people say, I want to buy your house. Okay, you want to buy my house, but you're going to charge somebody else all kinds of over and above the prices on it.
Yeah, that's what they're doing.
That sounds like they need to stop, like the government needs to step in and stop that because people. You know, people are paycheck away from being. If something happened and you couldn't go to work, not you personally, but if somebody, mm-hmm. if they're one paycheck away from being in the poorhouse, you know, and you get out of work and you don't have, you run out of your time that you have, you're going to be homeless.
You're right.
Because they want that, mm-hmm. you can get evicted.
Oh, okay. They definitely going to evict you. These people don't care nothing about you right here.
Yep, I see people close, furniture sitting outside. I'm like, ooh.
Are you for
and
real?
Then I just. Yeah. I see it often. People stuff just outside. It's one thing from being evicted and another one from moving, and you have things that you're going to
just
need. These are evictions.
Children's
toys and all of that. It's sad. It's sad.
They are not. But a lot of people to evict anybody to hide this rent here.
Yep, and you know what? They had stopped it, and then you still got people from COVID. People still dying from COVID. People still haven't been able to go back to work from all of that stuff, and it's just
they don't care.
It's sad. No, they don't. They don't care. Well, I'm got to go back on this floor now. I work at a hospital, and I gotta get back out here with these patients. Do you need to get anything from me?
Yeah. That's it. Just give it 3 to 5 business days to reflect on your account.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, and I appreciate you for calling me back.
All right. You're so welcome. Thank you for calling customer support, and I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you so much, and you as well.
All right. Thank you.
Bye. Okay.
All right.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.